Hit-and-run fatalities in Florida increased by more than 18% in 2020, even as total hit-and-runs decreased by 13% compared to the previous year.
2020 revealed that we had 91,000 hit-and-run crashes, which basically says in Florida, 91,000 people leave the scene of a crash, 254 fatalities, and 921 serious bodily injuries.
Lieutenant Jason King, the Florida Highway Patrol's Troop A, adds, it's not just those driving cars and trucks. The less protection around you, the more vulnerable you become.
As far as the 254 hit-and-run fatalities, 137 were pedestrians and 25 were bicyclists, which that is actually a 63% increase.
The causes of hit-and-run accidents are varied, both from outside the vehicle and inside them.
You know, we've been blessed to have these nice, comfortable, plush vehicles to ride in, which are somewhat of a distraction themselves. I remember growing up and riding in a Plymouth Valiant with three on the column and a steel dashboard and no seatbelt, so you had to pay attention to what you were doing.
There's no gray area when it comes to Florida law addressing hit and run. Being in an accident sometimes reveals its own penalties, fines, and charges. But King says leaving the scene exacerbates the situation.
If you leave the scene of a crash with just damage to someone else's property, you're looking at a second-degree misdemeanor. If you leave the scene of a crash where it's injuries, man, this thing bumps up to a third-degree felony. Then that leads us to the worst one of all. Drivers leaving the scene of a crash with a fatality, you could face up to 30 years in prison and a $10,000 fine on top of that.
The vast majority of hit-and-run fatalities, 85%, occur at dawn, dusk, or at night, according to a Florida motor vehicle study. Motorists are urged to drive safely and look twice for vulnerable road users, especially in low visibility. But if the unthinkable happens and you are in an accident, King says resist any urge to flee.
A lot of things happen. People get scared, they get nervous, they get worried. This is a traumatic situation is when they're involved in a crash. We ask that you know, stay calm, remain at the scene, make sure yourself and occupants in your car are okay. If you need medical attention, call 911.
Before getting out of the vehicle, make sure it's safe to do and avoid secondary crashes where drivers become pedestrians and get hit by a car. King says that happens especially around interstate highways.
Make sure the area is safe before you get out. Call Highway Patrol. We're on the way. We'll get there and help you clean it up and try to help make everything as calm and as safe as possible. But our main goal is just to encourage stay at the scene. If you have to pull over to a safe area or you can get out of the car, once it's safe and stand behind guardrails, just please stay.
Other FHP activities this month include a page on the patrol's website and reaching out to Floridians to help them solve the open cases that will be listed there.
We're going to be enforcing and investigating. We have a designated investigator here in Troop A, and her job is to follow up on all the crashes that involve someone leaving the scene to try to find justice for the parties involved, and just to kind of hold people accountable. So we're trying to really hone in on our investigations, our enforcement, and our education.
Even a small tip, says FHP Lieutenant Jason King, can help solve a hit-and-run case. Those with such information can dial *FHP or anonymously to Florida Crime Stoppers at *TIPS. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.